on Pembina.
This is the Information Superstation, CJOB 68.
Take your summer on the road with the Subaru Summer Event and the award-winning Outback with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Ready for your road trip at a lease rate of $389 per month for 48 months at Frontier Subaru, 2537 Pembina Highway.
Okay, coming back on the road trip, and, you know, one of our favorite Monty Python songs.
Well, because it's, you know, always look on, like they do say in the song, always look on the right side of life. So I thought the right-hand side of life. And who better to talk to than our friend Rob Gadarian from righthanddrive.ca. Thanks for being back on the road trip.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, Rob, we had a discussion earlier this week, and it's got to do with people, of course, in the specialty car community starting to be a little bit more proactive. And we've been seeing a large influx of right-hand drive vehicles in Manitoba. And the one thing that's actually got my attention lately is how many family vehicles I've been seeing.
Yeah, for sure. There's been, again, like you said, more and more right-hand drives coming in, and lots of these vehicles are the Mitsubishi Delicas, which are those big, goofy-looking vans that are four-wheel drive and can do pretty much anything a family could ever want to do, or lots of four-door sedans that have, well, either diesel engines so they can go forever and run cheap, or some that with some pretty sporty engines and kind of a BMW style from Japan.
So the thing, though, is that there's certainly been a lot of confusion out there, as we understand, in respect to vehicle standards for right-hand drive vehicles, because, of course, everything that's built home market Japan does not have the same safety standards as we understand them in North America.
That's right. They have their own standards since they are, well, not connected by land to us, so they usually don't consider both at the same time. So, and there is lots of confusion. When people talk to me, the first question they ask is that legal? And the answer is, yes, it is. But there's definitely some, I guess, education needed among people on the roads who are seeing these cars and kind of surprised that the passenger is driving the car.
Well, I had a lot of fun with having my daughter Megan in the vehicle in the passenger side with my Nissan Gloria that I had. But the thing that was interesting in the conversation we had, and something we want to present here on the road trip, is that now's the time for the group of right-hand drivers to promote possible safety changes and regulations. And we talked a little bit about what some of those could be. So let's get into what that list could entail.
Well, these cars are different, and people who are driving them realize that, and that's why we enjoy them. So another different type of vehicle on the road is a motorcycle. And those would have different safety standards, of course. And, well, you don't have a tin can around you, so it would be conceivably less safe to somebody who's looking at it. So the idea of possibly having a different kind of driver's certification to drive a right-hand drive vehicle might make sense. And that would make everyone on the road know that the person driving that is certified to drive something that's a little bit different.
Well, it is a little bit different because aside from having to go through drive-thrus backwards, you also have to worry about how you check for traffic if you're trying to pass on a two-lane highway.
Well, you can't pass.
You pretty much have to give up the idea.
Let's just get that idea out of the way right away, Rob. So enjoy the drive if you're on a two-lane highway. But also, too, what about different types of identification on these vehicles so people know what they are?
Right. The most obvious thing there could be a possible some kind of bumper sticker that somebody behind them says, this is a right-hand drive vehicle. Yes, there's no one behind the normal steering wheel spot, and maybe their visibility could be a little bit different. And it would also be a bit of a PR campaign in that this is our right-hand drive vehicle, and it is being driven safely. As you can see, it's right in front of you. It's not wrapped around a telephone pole.
So they can be driven safely. The interesting thing is, Rob, I actually did some checking with Manitoba Public Insurance. It's not easy to come up with a number in respect to how many vehicles are out there. They simply don't have the search criteria to be able to tell us how many are on the road. But as you say, maybe identifying them with something as simple as saying caution, right-hand drive. In fact, that's what I did when I had my Nissan Gloria. First thing I did is I went out to Cutting Edge Graphics and I said, make me a sticker.
The very first right-hand drive vehicle I ever saw was like late 1970s around Jefferson Junior High School. It was a Rolls Royce, and it had a sign on the back, right-hand drive.
Is that actually a federal mandate that maybe has fallen by the wayside that we don't know about, Rob?
I've been reading through all these documents just to see what kind of things I would need to do too, and it sounds like in Ontario it kind of was, but kind of fell by the wayside, but there's nothing at the national level that I've been able to find.
Okay, so at this point, no hard and fast rule, but what we're saying already is the possibility of additional certification, much like motorcycle license training. So, of course, we have, of course, the safety courses that exist for this. I mean, let me ask you, as a right-hand drive driver, if you were imposed to do this, would you have a problem with doing it?
Well, yeah. I love my car, and I'd do anything to keep on driving it because it's interesting, it's different, and I think most people who drive right-hand drive vehicles would be enthusiasts and be willing to take that extra step.
And would you also have additional identifiers on the vehicle to point out to people so they don't have to fear you on the road?
Oh, yeah. I don't like the idea of being feared on the road at all.
Okay.
So anything we can do to help, I think by and large, we would be happy to do.
Now, if people want to start formulating some suggestions, and this, of course, is for left-hand and right-hand drivers alike, how do they get the information to you?
Well, I have my website, righthanddrive.ca. I have contact all over there, and we would be happy to take any suggestions and would be happy to get back to you.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing some of those suggestions coming forth and also what people think at large. Also send your emails to honkyourhorn@live.ca for the road trip. Rob Guderian, enjoy the right-hand side of life.
Thank you.
And take your summer on the road with the Subaru Summer Event with lease rates as low as 1.9% on the 2011 Legacy. It's also a top safety pick. Offer ends August 31st at Frontier Subaru 2537 Pembroke.